Welcome to Hearsay, KBIA's community storytelling project. It's your stories, told here. I'm Abigail Keel. Hearsay goes to community spaces like
the library,
the grocery store,
the bus stop,
the waiting room, and invites people like you to tell us their stories about
family,
learning,
faith,
loss,
and growing up.
Today, it's your stories about food, told to us at the Columbia Farmers Market. Kathy Love told us a story about a secret ingredient in her grandmother's recipe.
Well, I often make chicken and dumplings, and I like to joke that I make my grandmother's recipe because I remember her cooking. This was back in the 1950s and 1960s, and chicken and dumplings was one of our favorite meals as children. So my joke is that I use her recipe, which called for using canned biscuits for the dumplings, and I still do that. It's maybe it's not authentic, but it's wonderful. It makes good results. And I helped her make the dumplings by pulling the little can apart and pulling the biscuits apart and dropping them in the hot broth. Delicious. I do have two grandchildren, and yes, I've made chicken and dumplings for them. They're a little bit too young to be helping me in the kitchen, but yeah, eventually they will, and then I'll tell them my grandmother's secret recipe.
Andrew Utterback works at Trey Bistro. He was preparing for a busy night on February 14th.
Well, since it's Valentine's Day, the busiest restaurant day of the year, I just came down to get my knife sharpened because it's gonna be one hell of a night. Last year was our first year open, and we overbooked, and we were understaffed and very overwhelmed. It was quite a learning experience. We had people walk out on us. We had people very upset, you know, because it is Valentine's Day. You plan for months to do this amazing dinner out and show or movie, whatever. And I have a feeling a lot of those people aren't coming back this year.
Katie McDonald was at the market with her family. She told us a story about a dinner she'll never forget.
One time, my parents served up dinner and it looked like pulled pork sandwiches, and we got halfway through, my sister and I got halfway through them, and we're 15 and 17 years old, and then they tell us that it's actually pulled raccoon. And we finished the sandwiches because they were delicious, and and asked if it was found on the side of the road or if it was hunted for. My mom, she's a country girl, and yeah, her friend goes coon hunting.
Thanks for listening to Hearsay. For more stories from around the area, go to kbia.org/hearsay, H-E-R-E. To find out where we'll be next, follow us at Hearsay KBIA on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Abigail Keel with producers Hope Kerwin and Tori Ross.